Welcome once again to Tech Talk with Flint Hills Technical College President, Dr. Karen Daugherty. Dr. Daugherty, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Ron, how are you this morning?
Super. Thanks for asking.
Doing good.
Chuck, how are you?
Doing well. It seems like things are always busy in the Tech College's administrative office and with the administrative team. And before we talk about one of the big activities, you know, that's coming up here, I just wanted to give you a chance to maybe keep us in the loop as to some of the major projects that you have going behind the scenes here for the Tech College, in addition to
the gala
and graduation and stuff like that.
Right. We do. We do have the gala. We do have graduation coming up. And Mike Crouch is here with me, so Mike is going to focus on the gala here in a minute or so, but I do want to share a couple of things. So, yes, we do have graduation on Saturday, May 20 at 10 a.m., at the auditorium downtown. We also have a dental hygiene pinning that afternoon, so we'll be graduating some of our dental hygiene students to enter the industry in our region and be cleaning your teeth, and so be prepared for that. We have a career fair today. Mike is whispering to me, so I appreciate that. So we do have a career fair, I think, from 10 to noon. I think that's going on today as well. So we do have a lot of activities, but there are a couple of things that I think we need to make really make some showcase announcements about. We had two students participate in the Skills USA competition in Kansas City, and the students competed in the culinary. So it's very appropriate that we have our gala coming up. But one of our students, Julia Zink, brought home gold, and then Ava Kimmerly produced a bronze. So we have two students who placed in the Skills USA competition, and Julia, as the gold winner, will be going to nationals in June in Atlanta. So, and we will be able to experience some of their menu items and their dessert making on April 21st. So we're very excited about that. But I wanted to acknowledge that. And then one other thing before we really get into, actually two, the college was recognized by the American College Application Campaign, which is an ACT organization that partners with KBOR. And the college was recognized as a school of excellence for its collaborations and partnerships. This was recognized one of 23 around the nation. And so this is a consortium to support students in rural areas to ensure they have access to higher education. And so we're really proud of Ryan Crouch and his leadership with that. And then another one, our nursing, the NCLEX, January to December of 2022, 100% NCLEX pass rate for first-time test takers.
Wow.
So.
Well done.
Ka-ching, ka-ching. We'll take it.
Indeed. How pleased are you here, Dr. Daugherty, with not only just one, but the trio of announcements coming up here, and the event results, and really the wide range of honors coming to the college here just really over a short period of time?
Chuck, it is every day. It is a privilege to work alongside these professionals who are dedicated to their programs, to their students, to their industries, their professions, their craft. They want to ensure our students have the best opportunity to access some of these events and ensure that when they are sitting for a national test to enter their industry, that they've got the tools to be successful for that. When they are producing their menu for the Skills USA event, they have that confidence and that trust in knowing, the students have that confidence and that trust in knowing that their faculty have prepared them and helped them along this way. So it really goes back to our employees, our faculty, and the commitment they have to our students. And so I am living the dream every day. I work with some of the best people in this region, and it's amazing to see what the results are.
Well, I guess then it's time to celebrate, huh?
Yes. Let's do it.
Let's do it. Let's have a gala. How about that?
Let's do it.
Yes, indeed.
As you can tell, I am beaming with pride for our employees, for our students, And I cannot sell Mike Crouch and his staff, Carol and Amy Short. They were here over the weekend. They were here, I think, maybe until 12:30 one morning. So they're burning it at both ends right now, and we are going to see the results of that at the gala.
Yeah, a night of inspiration. Mike Crouch, Vice President, Advancement, Flint Hills Tech College. Mike, welcome.
Good morning, Ron. How are you guys this morning?
We're great today.
We're good.
Thanks for joining us. We appreciate that. Welcome to Tech Talk. Well, the gala, you can see the start line, can't you?
It's coming quick, isn't it?
Yeah, yes, it is. Just a little over a week away, huh?
That's right. We're really excited. It's going to be, I just think it's going to be another banner night for FHTC and for this community, and I'm really excited.
What do you have left to do over the next, week and a half or thereabouts before the huge gala event?
Yeah, so actually, Dr. Darty and I were just talking a little bit before we came on the radio this morning. You know, we're really down to a lot of those little details, and anybody that works in event planning knows how much work it is to put on events like this, and oftentimes it's the little details that are the trickiest, because if you miss some little details here and there, they can really cause you problems. And, you know, just something as simple as making sure we have the right electrical power set up for the culinary folks so they can prepare dinner, that if you forget to do something like that, it can be a big problem. So we're really down to now just checking off all those little small details and making sure we're ready to go.
So are there any seats still available, Mike?
So there are. So if, on Friday when we were on the radio, I told you that we were down to about 40 seats. We are still at about 40 seats, and it's not because we didn't sell any over the weekend, but we were able to free up a few more spots of some folks that reached out to us and notified us that maybe that they weren't going to be able to attend. And so we have about 40 seats left. Again, I do expect those to probably sell this week pretty quickly. But it's going to be a full house.
Do you have any tables left, or are those all gone?
So you can purchase a table. That's part of those 40 tickets. So if somebody purchases a table of 8, that's going to take out 8 of those 40. So either, no matter how we sell them, we've got 40.
Okay, how do we get them?
So you can go to fhtc.edu/foundation. And click on the Night of Inspiration Gala link, and it'll redirect you directly to the site for the gala, and you can purchase tickets there. You are also more than welcome to call our office at any time, and that number is 620-341-1380. But if you do go to that website, you can start to preview the auction items that are up and available. We are also offering something new this year that you can purchase through the website. We are offering valet parking at the gala. We've heard that a lot from people that, they come dressed up and they're excited and they don't want to have to walk from across the street down at White Auditorium. So we're partnering with the Emporia Police Benefit Association, and for $25 you can purchase valet parking and pull up right in front of White Auditorium, and one of our wonderful police officers here in Emporia will take your keys and we'll park your car for you. We won't have any students parking cars, so you can rest assured there. It'll all be police officers will be handling that for you and parking that. And then we are going to split the proceeds from that valet parking 50-50 with the Police Benefit Association. So we're really excited for that partnership.
So they park it. Do they bring it back for you and pick
it up? They will. No, you gotta wander around.
Well, yeah. I just wanted to
find it, right?
Keep clicking.
I just wanted to make sure we didn't leave any stone unturned there, Mike.
Oh, my. All right, Mike, we've danced around it enough. What can folks expect at the gala coming up here on the 21st?
Well, you know, really this, Chuck, this has become one of the premier events in Emporia, and we're really proud of that. And really, you know, the goal that night is to raise funds to help students. That's really at the core of what we do. We want to make sure that we can do everything in our power to make sure that students succeed. You know, students like Julie and Ava, who Dr. Darty was talking about, some of the nursing students, you know, the talent level that comes through here is impeccable, but we need to do our part to help them to make sure they can succeed. So the goal is to raise funds to help them with everything. But the other goal is to really celebrate the greatness that is FHTC, and that's what we plan to do that night. We're going to recognize our distinguished alumni. We'll have a lot of students, faculty, staff that will be there, and we want to celebrate the work that they do, and it's really going to be a lot of fun.
So you have touched on this, the culinary department, and again, they are generally front and center, you know, for the gala. So what can we expect cuisine-wise, Mike?
I had a feeling you were going to ask me that, so I brought the printed menu.
There we go.
Last time I talked to you, I didn't have it. So
when he showed it to me, I said, oh, I'm going straight to dessert first. That straight to dessert.
I can promise you that it's going to be worth your attendance. You know, so we'll start with a nice spring salad, and then move into a braised short rib in red wine sauce with spring veggies and garlic and herb potato stacks, which just sound unbelievable.
Yeah.
And dessert is a chocolate and coffee opera cake with orange sorbet and chocolate crumble. So I can't even pronounce some of the words on here. So
you know, see, that was my next question. Did you leave any words out, Mike? I've seen those menus before, and I do the same
man.
Thing.
Oh, man, yep.
I'm glad he had that one. Ooh. I would have had to look that up. I would have to listen to it on Google for like 5 times.
But here,
Ron, we've done this a few too many times.
I know, I do.
Oh my gosh! But then it's, you know, on top of the menu, it's like come for the meal and then stay for the auction, because I mean the auction proceedings. You've got some great stuff to be had.
We really do, and I want to go back and say that I mean we're so blessed to live in the community that we live in, because this doesn't happen without so much support from our community. You know, we have I could sit here and list sponsors, but we'd be here till noon. But I want to certainly say thank you to Souder Custom Fabrication, who's our presenting sponsor, and for all that they do. We value their partnership with the college for sure. But, you know, all the auction items that we have, you know, everything is donated. None of that happens without so many people coming forward to help us out. So we're really just blessed and thankful for that. But we've got some outstanding items. We've got some trips. You know, we have a trip to Puerto Vallarta. We have a trip to the Catalina Club at Wrigley Field in Chicago for a Cubs game, which is going to wow. if you're a baseball fan, that's about as good as it gets. We will have a couple of puppies. We have a beautiful Australian Shepherd, courtesy of B&S Kennels, that we're really excited about. And we also have an English Black Lab puppy for those hunters in the area that like to train, you know, some puppies. And then we would be remiss if we didn't highlight Travis Sullivan and Jason Holting over at Modern Air, because they have, once again, they did this last year, they have donated a full heating and air package installed in your home, which is a $10,000 to $15,000 system, depending on what your home requires. And every dollar of that sale at the auction will go directly to the Wrangler Student Crisis Relief Fund. So a generous thing that Modern Air has done, and we're just so thankful for them.
Yeah, incredible stuff. It's a lot of fun. It's a great evening, and is your silent auction online again this year, Mike?
It is. So actually, you can preview the items now, and then next Monday morning at 8 a.m., the silent auction will go live. So you'll be able to start bidding on those items. And again, folks can go, you know, directly through the website. They can register, and then they'll get something sent to their phone, and they can bid directly from their mobile device.
Outstanding. And you mentioned here about the relief fund here. You know, this is rapidly become near and dear to your heart. It sounds like Amy's heart, and really everybody in the administration here to help Tech College students have the best chance of success possible.
You know, and Chuck, we talked a lot about this Friday with Tegan, and I get a little bit emotional sometimes when I start to talk about this fund. But we've done a lot of great things in the time that I've been here at the college, but this might be one of my favorites and one of the things that I'm most proud of. And the impact that we've made on students in their lives, I think, is where this really hits home for me, is this fund allows us to take care of our students as human beings. You know, all of us face challenges at some point. You know, life throws you unexpected curveballs, and those can be challenging. Well, they're even more challenging for college students who oftentimes are working part-time. You know, they're not making a lot of money, and when all of a sudden you have a $1,000 car repair bill and you're not sure how you're even going to get to class, those stresses are real, and they cause real issues for students. And so this fund has been just unbelievable. We've already assisted over 10 students this academic year that I'm not sure if many of them would have been able to stay in class had we not been able to do that. So we are really excited about that fund and what we can do, and we will be raising some funds that night as well. We have two foundations. The Hopkins Foundation put up a $15,000 match, and the Mariner Foundation added another $5,000 to that. So our goal is to raise $20,000 to match that $20,000 the night of the gala. And the impact that that will make on students will be felt for years and years to come.
Wow.
Amazing.
Well, certainly a night of inspiration. There's no doubt about that. Flint Hills Technical College Gala coming up a week from Friday at White Auditorium. It's going to be another grand evening. So did we miss anything here?
I think we got it. We're just, Ron, you'll be there with us again.
Yeah. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you.
It's going to be a great night. If you haven't gotten your tickets yet, I would suggest doing that quickly. So again, fhtc.edu/foundation, or call our office directly at 620-341-1380.
That's Mike, thank you.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Ron, Chuck.
Thank you all. Of course, we want to make sure Angie and her folks at Emporia State Federal Credit Union get their recognition for their sponsorship. We do appreciate their commitment to offering this time for us.
Indeed. Dr. Daugherty, thank you very much. Always a pleasure.
Thank you, Ron.
Karen,
see you, Chuck.
Yeah, Karen Daugherty, president of Flint Hills Technical College with Tech Talk.